We have one more thing we want to show you. And this is if you want to manipulate a program, there's a really easy way to do it.
So I'm going to go back to my Windows Start menu.
Start window. Cortana window. Search box edit blank.
So I'm going to down arrow.
All apps list. Number grouping. 3D viewer. 7-zip folder. Collapsed. A grouping. Access.
So you have all your apps in alphabetical order.
Acrobat Reader DC.
Let's say I didn't want Adobe Reader on here anymore.
Just know that if you do that, you're going to have fewer options to read PDFs.
You are. So I'm going to press the context menu key 90M.
Pin to start 1 of 4.
And we have some options. We can pin this to the start menu.
More collapse 2 of 4.
Let's go into more.
Uninstall 3 of 4. More collapse 2 of 4.
There's uninstall, but let's go into more first and show you.
Pin to taskbar 1 of 3. Pin to taskbar 1 of 3.
Pin the taskbar.
Run as administrator 2 of 3.
Run as administrator.
Open file location 3 of 3.
Or open file location.
Pin to taskbar 1 of 3. More collapse 2 of 4.
So I pressed escape 0 with E to back out of that menu, and I can down arrow.
Uninstall 3 of 4.
There's uninstall.
Items list. Level 2 JAWS install for core.pdf 1 of 1.
And I have no idea why that is there, but it is. So
it looks
we don't
like
want to touch
PDF,
that.
PDF, right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think so we want to touch that at all. So
I'm going to go up.
Uninstall 3 of 4.
Uninstall. And if I wanted to, which I do not, I would press enter. And that would do one of two things, depending on the app. It would either uninstall the app directly, or it would load programs and features directly, and you would need to find the app from the list and uninstall it that way. So it really depends on the type of app that you're uninstalling, whether it does it automatically or takes you into the programs and features app to get rid of it.
Either way, uninstalling is a very simple process. It's not hard to do. If you want to learn more about the installation process for a program, we show you that in the full Windows 10 documentation.